To start with the basics, obviously, we know that our people in South Sudan are hungry for education. Mm-hmm. And once we create the opportunities, create access, then people go for it. And one of the support and in terms of creating access is the support that the program Girls Education South Sudan has been providing. Mm-hmm. And we specifically speak about, of course, the cash transfers, which we know is one of the key drivers getting more and more girls into school. We also know that there is obviously the support to the schools themselves in terms of the capitation grants, right, that will help the schools in terms of improving the environment of learning. Support to the education managers from basic skills, mm-hmm, that is also important to be able to impact the quality of education, but also mobilizing people and kind of changing minds in terms of, like, yes, education is important, speaking to the families and communities to kind of garner their support to continue to send their daughters to school.
Right. So just can you bring us to speed about the state of girls' education in South Sudan to date?
In general, yes, we are progressing very well. We obviously are, of course, at the moment very focused on, this is sort of the end of the beginning of the second term.
Right.
And we are very busy trying to make sure that we have all of the data in the system in preparation for what is coming next, which is obviously one of the key activities is the cash transfers.
All right.
So that's a key activity. So everything else that we're doing is surrounding that. So we're doing the data entry, verifying the enrollment to make sure that the people that are on the system are actually the right people.
Sounds good. So what for you have been the main initiatives that have worked to improve girls' education in South Sudan?
So, as you are aware, Irene, Girls Education South Sudan is a multi-pronged program. We are working with different approaches for one objective. Mm-hmm. I think all of the interventions have made a difference. So, as I was mentioning, the whole aspect around mobilizing communities, behavior change, that has made a huge difference. You know, again and again, you have to remind people that, yes, don't forget, next year the school is opening, you need to send your children to school.
Right.
And that needs to be a constant reminder about the importance of education, because with the difficulties of life, people might say, education is not important,
right,
and they forget that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to support schools. We know the difficulties already in terms of teachers not getting salaries, school environment not being conducive. Basically teachers being able to, deliver the lessons that they need to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
All of that helps in promoting kind of getting us where we are now with the enrollment.
Right.
And at the center of this, obviously, we know that the cash transfer is a direct impact, which is alleviating the burden of poverty, mm-hmm, in terms of parents saying, oh, yes, I would like to send my daughter to school, but sorry,
I
don't have money to buy the
scholastic materials.
So that is a key driver.
Mm-hmm. Now, talking about the key reminders, Jess, I believe, is working with the partners on the Back to Learning campaign. So just tell us some of the success registered so far.
Yes. So obviously, again, if I can go back, you mentioned the figures that we've reached now, almost there. We've bypassed the 1.5 million of last year. We're now at 1.6 million. And we expect, because still enrollment is happening, you know, that sometimes in some areas in the country, schools open a bit later. So enrollment actually is still coming in.
Mm.
So we think we might actually reach 1.7. And obviously that's not girls' education in South Sudan alone. We have partners who are doing other initiatives that are supporting the cause for education. We have UNICEF. We have the program that is supporting the teachers, Impact, which is giving the incentive to teachers, and many, many other partners. But obviously not to forget the efforts of the Ministry of Education in terms of the determination to continue to provide the capitation grant to the primary schools. So all of these initiatives work together to get us where we are.
Wow.
And, you know, we work together, and I think I've worked in this kind of area in South Sudan for the last 15 years.
Mm.
I have not seen such a well-coordinated sector. I'm really kind of very honored to be working with colleagues within the ministry, but also partners. I mean, I think there's a joint effort, and, you know, for us kind of in terms of us looking for that one kind of objective of trying to support the education sector. So all of these initiatives are supporting that and contributing to that. And there's regular communication in terms of what the efforts partners are doing.
Well, and providing girls with incentives has been one of the strategy to increase enrollment. Have you been able to overcome the hurdles that rocked its implementations?
In terms of, sorry, I'll ask you back, what specifically
the in terms of the incentives, what have the hurdles been?
Right.
And yeah, and how have you worked to overcome them?
Yes, absolutely. I think in terms of, first of all, I think we always get feedback that usually payments are done later in the year. And we understand that the request has been like, it's much better to have the payments done at the beginning of the year, which will have more impact. And we hear that, and we're listening to that. However, there's a process that needs to happen. So first of all, children need to be enrolled in school, and then you have to verify that they're attending school, and then you pay them. So that whole process takes time.
Yeah, obviously somebody has to be paid for what they earn.
Exactly. So then we have to have people understand that process. We are trying as much as possible to bring back the time of payment, but the schools also have responsibility.
Yeah.
They have to open on time. We in South Sudan, our academic year starts in February, but unfortunately we know that different areas have different timing, which is a huge challenge. So until everybody is in the system, we can't start verifying and paying. So then we all have a responsibility, including the schools and the communities. The second thing, obviously, is in terms of course, the incidents that we have heard that some teachers, unfortunately, the year before, particularly in 2016, were in, you know, one way or the other trying to take money from the girls. And we are really, really being hard on them and hard on the culprits who are trying to kind of misuse the money. We have absolute zero tolerance for any misappropriation of the funds that are meant for the girls. So we are addressing that in multiple ways. Of course, there are systems that we check in terms of, you know, checking the enrollment, witnessing, obviously, the payments when they're happening. We explain to the communities and the girls the purpose and the fact that if there is a problem, if someone is trying to take money from them, then they should immediately report to the nearest officer who is from our team or from the ministry. And 99% of those incidents have been resolved. And actually, out of the over 200 and something girls that were paid last year, the success rate has been above 99%. They were very, very minimum incidents of misappropriation.
Wow, that sounds much better. So finally, what is JESS prioritizing over the next half of the year?
So we are, at the moment, as I was mentioning, trying to really prepare the girls for the next coming year. And we are really pushing to try and make sure that the enrollment is correct in the system. We will start checking, obviously, in terms of just, as I was explaining, trying to counter some of the you know, the attempts to cheat the system. We are doing spot checks to just see that the girls that they are on the system are actually attending school. That is a core activity for us that we are doing. We are obviously, for the current phase, we are in the final 3 months of the current phase. There will be a second phase. And part of that will be obviously trying to assess the impact of the whole program since we started back in 2013. What has the impact been? Have the assumptions that we have actually set out to do, you know, we're talking about behavior change, cash transfers, support to education managers, are these things working to support the education system? I think I can say yes, but then obviously our donor, UKAID, they need proof. They need quantitative proof. So we have to go out there and do our end-line research to determine that actually, yes, what we are saying can actually be evidence scientifically.
Right. Akuja De Garang, thank you so much for sharing your progress and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Aileen.
All right. And Akuja De Garang is a team leader of Girls Education South Sudan.